Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, where we want to give you tips on staying healthy and even expose common myths about health and aging so you can enjoy a healthier and active life in the amazing South Sound. Brought to you by Dr. Jennifer Penrose, owner of Penrose & Associates Physical Therapy.
This is Jennifer Penrose, and I want to welcome you to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast. And this month, I decided with December and the holidays just to go ahead and do the podcast on my own to talk about something that is very pertinent in our world of physical therapy, which is pain management and really tackling natural alternatives to opioids. So I'm really excited about this. People, by and large, come to physical therapy because they have pain with something. It's interfering with something they want to do. And it's definitely an area in the medical world that I think we can do better at. And so I really started on that journey of basically what are options, natural options for patients. And so I'm going to dive into the whole CBD products, some natural supplements, pycnogenol, which is a French pine bark, thymoquin, which is black cumin seed, and then curcumin. And then also, I'm sure people have heard of TENS units, which is an electrical stimulation unit. And then in terms of physical therapy, I'll talk a little bit about how PT can help with pain, but also a specific part in the neuroscience of physical therapy, graded motor imagery, or what we call for short GMI. So we will dive in. And one thing I want to talk about, you know, why prompted me to do this is that pain is something in the US we spend $635 billion on a year. We spend more on pain than we do on cancer, diabetes, and heart disease combined. So let that sink in for a minute. That's pretty high. And it also kind of should tell us that we probably aren't doing a really great job of solving that, that maybe people are really staying in pain too long. We know about the opioid epidemic. 130 people die every day from opioid overdose, and 2 million people a year have an opioid use disorder. So those are pretty sad statistics. And I think being in a profession where I am dealing with a lot of people in pain, that I need to be, you know, more aware and also educate patients and the community on what some other options are. So hopefully through this, you'll think about some things that maybe would be applicable or for you for pain, and feel free to reach out to me, to my office at Penrose Physical Therapy, and your primary care, just to keep that conversation going so that you don't have to continue to suffer in pain and that you don't become addicted to the dangerous opioids, as those statistics are not great. So there are some real options for pain management that are more natural. So the first one I'm going to talk about is, what is CBD? How does it work, and who can take it? So I think many people don't want to even think about CBD because they liken it to medical marijuana. And CBD is a cannabinoid, but it's a chemical that doesn't have the high feeling that's associated with cannabis or marijuana. That has the THC, or the tetrahydrocannabinol, in it. So it's a different cannabinoid. So when people say CBD, they're not talking about having that high feeling. So some people with chronic pain have really found that topical CBD products work well to manage their pain, inflammation. And then there's other health conditions too that people have been using it for. And the research on the CBD products and pain management has been very promising. Definitely offers an alternative to chronic pain and being able to stay off those opioids that can be habit forming and cause more side effects. So basically, we all have a cell signaling system known as the ECS, the endocannabinoid system. And researchers think the CBD interacts with the core component of this ECS, or the receptors in your brain and in your immune system. Receptors are like tiny proteins attached to your cells. They receive signals, mostly chemical ones, from different stimuli and help your cells respond. And this response creates an anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving effects that help with pain management. So this means that the CBD oil and other products, whether it's an oral one that you're taking with the CBD in it, may benefit people with some chronic pain, such as chronic back pain. So there was a review done in 2018 that assessed how well CBD works to relieve chronic pain. The review looked at studies conducted between 1975 and March of 2018, and they looked at various types of pain, including cancer pain, neuropathic pain, like neuropathy, and nerve-generated pain, and fibromyalgia. And based on these studies, researchers concluded that CBD was effective in overall pain management, and it didn't cause negative side effects. So I think it's important to really understand that this does have some research and literature out there. I think the thing that people get a little bit more concerned about is the quality and where they're getting their CBD from. So it is important to make sure whatever CBD product you will be taking is third-party tested, that it has a certificate of analysis. So that will show you exactly what is in the product you're taking. So the amount of the CBD that they claim is in that product actually tested true on the certificate and in that batch that they made, and that it doesn't have the THC in it. You know, that basically if it's 0.3% or less, then you can claim that the THC is negligible. And that's the kind of the mind altering piece that's in the medical marijuana, that people that are choosing CBD are trying to avoid that part. So I think that's important to mention, is just be careful where you're getting it from and do your due diligence on that. And then CBD does have some drug interactions. So if you have any medications that say you can't take grapefruit, for instance, because the grapefruit juice and the CBD actually inhibit the metabolic process of other drugs. So you can't, it doesn't break down that pathway. It's called cytochrome P450. It's a group of liver enzymes, and they're responsible for breaking down drugs and toxins that enter the body. So if you inhibit that enzyme, then CBD can temporarily alter how those compounds are metabolized, and you can get a buildup in your system of your other medication. So if you go to your doctor or your pharmacist and just make sure you check if any of those meds interact with CBD. There are some drug checkers online. You know, drugs.com has a whole list of some drugs that they know interact with CBD. So you just have to make sure that you check that first. And then, so even the topical CBD products, I mean, that is being absorbed into your bloodstream more directly than when you ingest it. So it is for both, whether you take it orally or topically. So a few products that I've found to be helpful, I wanted to review those a little bit. One is called Tonic Vibe, and it has essential oils in it, as well as 300 milligrams of 99% pure CBD. So the essential oils in it as well is juniper berry, chamomile, thyme, peppermint, eucalyptus, and lavender. And that one people have really liked. So that's in my clinic. We have a sample if you did want to try and sample it. All the CBD products that I have in my clinic are from companies where they're organically grown. They're in strict compliance, no pesticides, non-GMO, 0.3% THC or less. And all of them are third-party tested and have a certificate of analysis. So that one is a good one. That one's $30, just to give people a price point of where some of these things are at. And if you really like essential oils, that one tends to be a good one. There's another one called Cannabicool, and it's a special blend of lidocaine. So some people have probably heard of lidocaine patches that are prescription strength from the doctor. They're 5%. This one has lidocaine at 4%. And then it has thymoquin in it, which is a black cumin seed oil, and then hemp oil and aloe. And that one's $30. So that's been another topical one that patients have utilized and liked and found helpful. And it's more of a cool, like because of the lidocaine in it, it's more of a cooling and it kind of evaporates off your skin pretty quickly. So, but it doesn't have quite the scent of the essential oils. So sometimes it just depends on what your personal preference is. And then there's a lotion by Medterra. And that one can range between $50 and $70 depending on how much CBD concentration you want. So there's two different concentrations. One's at 250 milligrams and one's 750 milligrams. And that has a, it's a powerhouse combination of CBD and organic ingredients, including menthol and arnica. So it has a rapid cooling effect, really good for joint and muscles. So, and this one is 0% THC and also third-party tested. So those are basically my go-to topicals if people are interested in CBD, and we carry those. And then we're going to get a little bit into the oral CBD products. And one of them that I really think is a good one is called cannabiquin. It's a full spectrum hemp oil, 10 milligrams. And then it has a black cumin seed extract called thymoquin. And these two combined make a very powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So that thymoquin plus the 10 milligrams of CBD, it decreases inflammation by eightfold in one of the studies. So it's very powerful for inflammation. And that one is, I think it's close to $70 for 30 capsules. So I think that's maybe one reason why people find the CBD can be a little bit more expensive, but you have to think about everything that goes into having a good product and organic and non-pesticides and being able to distill it down. And the process of getting it to where it needs to be is partly why the cost is more. And then if you can't take CBD due to the interaction with medication, the other great anti-inflammatory antioxidant is thymenol, which is the thymoquin, the black cumin seed extract that I was talking about, combined with pycnogenol, which is the French tree pine bark. So basically all natural. And that thymenol, it's has that thymoquin in it, the black seed. It's I guess, a hard thing to preserve it. And basically this company, Nutrimetrics, found a way to preserve it. It's cold pressed of the seed without using a solvent. So it's kind of the first and only standardized black cumin seed oil on the market. And they found a way to keep it in its pure form, if you will. And so that one, and with combination of the pycnogenol, has several studies on it for inflammation. And it has reduced inflammation by 52%. So thymenol cost is $70 for 30 capsules. You can get this one on my website under the patient store, and then you go to Nutrimetrics, and then you can type in thymenol, T-H-Y-M-E-N-O-L. Nutrimetrics is not at this time having the cannabiquin, the CBD products, for purchase through the website. They want you to get that through the provider, and I believe that is because they want to make sure that you have checked that your medications won't interact. And it could also just be just the variation in the different states of who can have, what states allow the sale of CBD. So that one we have both in the office, but just a differentiation there. And then a third oral product that has been a really great anti-inflammatory and antioxidant is called OPC-3. Which has pycnogenol in it, which I was already talking about, the pine bark. And then this one also has the red wine extract, bilberry, blueberry seed extract. It's very powerful antioxidant, decreasing inflammation by 52%. It's a great product. The clinical trials have showed that C-reactive protein decreases by 52%. So it's definitely a good one for inflammation. And in the beginning, you might need to have, it has basically 1 teaspoon to 2 ounces. So it's a powder that you add 2 ounces of water to. So 1 teaspoon and 2 ounces of water And in the beginning, for the first week or so, you may want to do 3 teaspoons daily to really get that inflammation under control for the first couple weeks, and then wean down to the just once a day. And then some people will just say they just feel better if they do it twice a day. So that you can also get on the patient store on my website under Nutrimetrics. And then you have to type in OPC-3. And we also have it here in the clinic. And that, depending on what size you want to get, you know, it's $32 for a 30 servings or $72 for 90 servings. So it has a little bit of variation there. I do have some free samples of that as well if people would like to try that. They just have to reach out and let me know. Omega-3s have been shown to reduce inflammation by 50%. So, however, just really check that you're taking enough. You have to take 3,000 milligrams, which is 3 grams a day. So somewhere between 2.6 to 5.2 of EPA, DHA, especially for people with rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, Raynaud's, definitely want to be up in that higher category. So you just definitely need to read your bottles, because when I compare the omega-3s that I take through Nutrimetrics, I take 2 soft gels to get up to that, you know, 3,000. But if I feel a little more achy or feel like I need more, I'll bump that up for a few days. And they're definitely, when you look at other fish oil products or omega-3s, sometimes it ends up, you know, when you do the math, it ends up having to be like 6 pills or capsules. They're kind of capsules. So just kind of make sure you read your label on that. And again, get it from a company or place that you trust that has quality products and that you know you're not going to have, you know, higher mercury content or whatever in terms of metals from the fish oil process. So you just have to make sure you do your research on where you're getting your products from. So that is on the fish oil. And then the last oral thing for pain and inflammation is called Curcumin Extreme. And I think most people have heard about taking turmeric for arthritis and inflammation. And Curcumin Extreme is a Nutrimetrics product as well. And basically it has a curcugreen, and it's a kind of a branded curcumin ingredient made from the turmeric extract, which contains curcuminoids and turmeric oils. Most curcumins actually have poor bioavailability, meaning they're hard to absorb. And curcugreen offers a high level of oral bioavailability in order for your body to really absorb all that full spectrum of it for the health benefits that the curcumin can provide. So it's the curcumin is the main active ingredient in turmeric. So it definitely has been around for a while. And I think most people have heard about some health benefits with it. Supports immune, cognitive, liver health, and then antioxidants and then anti-inflammatory properties. And that one, like I said, it's on the patient store on my website under Nutrimetrics, and you just type in Curcumin Extreme. I think it's $47 approximately for a 1 month supply. So those are kind of all the different natural products that are out there that are non-addictive, non-habit forming, and kind of my, like, let's talk about this. If we really need to manage pain, let's try to get away from the opioids and then even the NSAIDs, the ibuprofen, the Aleve. Those can be hard on our kidneys over time. There's been more, and some people, their GI systems don't tolerate that. So moving away from some of those and going to more plant-based products, like what I just talked about, all those things are all plant-based things and health things, natural. I mean, so reach out to me. I'm happy to give you a coupon discount code for listening to the podcast. So reach out and let me know, jennifer@penrosept.com. And I think we'll go ahead and take a little break right now, and then I'll resume.
As a listener to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, Penrose Physical Therapy is offering 10% off the supplements and CBD products discussed in this episode. We're also offering a free discovery visit for physical therapy. Contact us at 360-456-1444. That's 360-456-1444 to schedule your free discovery visit today. And now, back to the show.
welcome back to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, and we'll pick up a little bit. We just covered some things about CBD products, topical and oral benefits, and what things to be aware of when you take it, and some concerns with medical prescription drug interaction. So I'm going to segue now to something in my world as a physical therapist. We see many people with joint pain, and I get asked quite a bit if joint supplements make a difference. And the ones that are out on the market, glucosamine, chondroitin, and methylsulfamethane, which we abbreviate to MSM because it's such a mouthful to say. The research on chondroitin and MSM is somewhat controversial. So chondroitin, for instance, has very poor absorption due to its high molecular weight. And also one of chondroitin's mechanisms is to increase the hyaluronic acid content of synovial fluid. But really, probably a better product is just to have the hyaluronic acid separately. So in one of the joint support formulas by Nutrimetrics, which is just called joint support formula, it has hyaluronic acid in it. And then it also has glucosamine and then pycnogenol, which I covered earlier, but I'll refresh on that. The research behind glucosamine is consistent and its benefits are effective. So it's basically glucosamine is a combination of amino acid, glutamine and sugar, glucose. It's concentrated in joint cartilage and has been scientifically proven to support joint healthy function and promote the normal production of synovial fluid in your joint, which lubricates the joints and regenerates cartilage. In fact, there's numerous studies, but one that I'll talk about you can find on PubMed.gov. It's called Long-Term Effects of Glucosamine Sulfate on Osteoarthritis Progression. It's a randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial, and it basically took 212 patients with knee arthritis, and they were randomly assigned to either be on a placebo once daily for 3 years or on 1,500 milligrams of the oral glucosamine. And then they took x-rays and weight bearing, and then they followed those over time. And the 106 patients on the placebo had a progressive joint space narrowing. So their arthritis got worse. And then the ones that were on the glucosamine, there was no significant joint space loss on 106 patients on the glucosamine for those 3 years. So basically, you know, long-term wise, the effects of glucosamine suggest that could be a disease-modifying agent in osteoarthritis. So, and there's more studies like that. So glucosamine is really more, it has more research behind it versus the chondroitin really doesn't. And I just think it probably does relate to its poor absorption issue. And then the other thing in this joint support formula is that it has the pycnogenol, which we talked about that already, is a pretty powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and it's shown to inhibit the body's overactive inflammatory processes associated with that kind of the normal aging process that happens. So this particular product seems to work really well for people. So it has the glucosamine, pycnogenol, and hyaluronic acid. And it's in isotonic form. And what that means, it's kind of like giving your body a liquid IV. The absorption is really, really great. So it comes in a powder and you take a teaspoon of that and add the 2 ounces of water and you drink it on an empty stomach. So you get really good absorption and don't eat or take anything else for about 15 minutes. And then you can. So that allows for a really high bioavailability and absorption rate of those products. A lot of pills that have fillers and binders in them, your body just has a harder time breaking that down and absorbing it. So that's a big reason why I like the Nutrimetrics products is anything that can be a powder added with water, body can really absorb that. So just another thing to look into. Sometimes the products can be good, but just, you know, absorption rate makes a difference. So I get asked that a lot because we see a lot of osteoarthritis people. So I wanted to kind of cover that. And there are more articles if someone is interested. If you go to the Nutrimetrics website, which is on my, so penrosept.com, and go to patient store tab and then go down to Nutrimetrics, and you can search for the prime joint support. And when you get there, when you scroll down to the bottom, it will show a bunch of different articles, and you can copy and paste those into a new window, and it'll take you to PubMed usually, which is a good resource for articles so that you can see more about that. So that I kind of wanted to tackle because we do get those questions a lot. And I've talked to a couple of the orthopedic surgeons in the area about, you know, glucosamine and chondroitin and hyaluronic acid. And usually what they say is, yeah, there's some mild evidence for some of that. And they usually tell their patients, you know, it likely won't hurt to go on it for a couple months, see how you feel, see if it makes a difference for you. But I would just, and I'd second that, I just would also look at the amount in the bottle. So you want that glucosamine to be at that 1,000 milligrams at least, and that it absorbs well. So, and the chondroitin just isn't really, like I said, it just doesn't have good absorption. So don't necessarily have to have that product. Sometimes those are combined on the market. So that kind of answers that question. So next I want to go into TENS units as an option for pain management. And TENS stands for transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. So they're these little units, electrical units, like that you can get. They work really well. They deliver small electrical impulses through electrodes that have adhesive pads, and you attach them to the person's skin. And these electrical impulses flood the nervous system. So it reduces its ability to transmit pain signals to the spinal cord and the brain. So the e-stim, we say that for short, but the electrical stimulation is kind of tricking your body. It's interrupting those pain signals. And these same electrical impulses also stimulate the body to produce natural pain relievers called endorphins. I think most of us have heard about endorphins. So it's doing two things. It's tricking your body and kind of interrupting that pain signal to your spinal cord and brain. And then it's also stimulating those natural pain relievers. So that's really awesome. I remember, you know, going through childbirth class training, and they mentioned that as an option for pain management for moms. So it is definitely, that's been around for a while. And we frequently show patients how to use the device confidently and where to put it, how long to use it, what frequency, and then they can use it on their own at home. And they're these just little portable units. It usually comes with a belt clip if you want to put it on and still walk around and do things. You don't want to drive with it on or sleep with it on, because those the way the leads attach, if those kind of pulled suddenly, then you kind of zap yourself. So there are a few, and you can't use it if you have a pacemaker. And it's just good to make sure you understand if your skin needs to be able to tolerate the adhesive. So there's a few things we need to check before just handing those out. But it can be a really great tool for pain management and reduce the use of opioids as well. So that's a great thing to work with a physical therapist on that. And then another thing at physical therapy, if patients have had pain for more than 6 months, we're finding in the neuroscience research is that your brain starts to change. And it's really interesting. The first thing that happens is your brain has a hard time discriminating between left and right on certain things. So if I take a bunch of flashcards that have a bunch of hands on them, left and right hands, and they're kind of positioned differently, and I show you a flashcard and you need to tell me left or right, you know, is it a left or right hand? And you need to correctly identify it, and you need to do it within 2 seconds or less. And we kind of test you with that. What we find with people with chronic pain is they're not very accurate. So they'll get less than 80% accuracy, you know, because we do a series of them real quick. And then the time it takes them to identify if it's left or right is greater than 2 seconds. So the brain has definitely made some changes. And so the first thing we really do want to work with someone with some chronic pain issues that they need to work on left, what we call left-right discrimination. And you can look this up online. You can type in left, right, discrimination, chronic pain, and you'll find a lot of literature and research on this. And the other thing they call it is GMI, graded motor imagery. So then the other thing that helps is to start having people actually imagine movements in their brain, even though they're not doing the movement that was painful, and they will still feel pain in that area. But over time, when you start to imagine different movements, you're trying to retrain that brain with the imagery that those are not painful anymore. So there's a whole kind of system with that. And then mirror therapy, it's pretty interesting. There's done where you put a plastic limb, right? So like a right arm, let's say, in front of a mirror to show the other side. And basically you are looking at the image in the mirror, and they'll start poking at the plastic arm, like with a knife or with a screwdriver or whatever. And you're looking at the image in the mirror as your arm, and your brain, you'll start to say, ouch. And so it's really interesting how the brain, with training with mirror therapy and different imagery techniques, we can use that. I'm just showing you that as an example of how the brain can, you know, that is not your arm. It is not attached to you, but you're feeling pain in your real arm, even though the arm that's being hurt is the plastic one, and it's showing an image in the mirror. So we can use that to our advantage with trying to get people out of pain as well. So you can take the so-called good arm or foot and have it do movements, you know, in the mirror placed in the across from it. So you're looking in the mirror and you're observing the image, which is kind of showing your quote bad foot or bad arm move. And your body is getting good input that, like, yeah, this doesn't hurt. Well, it doesn't hurt because you're moving the good side, but you're getting that image to your brain that the bad side's doing the movement and it doesn't hurt. So you start training the brain in some of these chronic situations, and then that pain stimulus starts to go down. Your pain starts to go down, and then you do eventually work towards moving the actual problem, leg or arm or whatever body part that is. So it's neuroscience is definitely finding our brain does really interpret stimuli differently the longer we've had pain. And it's something to really be aware that there are options of how to get people out of chronic pain. So I think that's kind of where I'll wrap up on that. I guess the other thing I'd like to just say is just, you know, physical therapy definitely has a lot of options for people. I see so many patients all the time that have been putting up with an ache or a pain, whether it be hip pain or back pain or knee pain, neck pain. And they are surprised sometimes that just making simple adjustments with how they squat and how they lift and how they move, how they position their posture, how to go up and down stairs using their hips more instead of their knees, make all the difference. And then getting the right exercises so that you activate the right muscles at the right time. I can't tell you how many times people have told me, well, I do core exercises, and they're completely overusing their low back instead of learning how to isolate their abdominal muscles. They are surprised that when we say, okay, I want you to tighten your abdominal muscles without bearing down and flattening your back into the mat using your low back, when they really learn to isolate their core, their back doesn't hurt. So we have lots of different ways of helping with pain management instead of having to go the painkiller route, the opioid epidemic. And I guess that's my hope through this podcast is that you really acknowledge that the opioid epidemic is real. And we certainly do here at Penrose Physical Therapy. And we want to get people back to living functional lives and what's meaningful for them, whether it's traveling or work or play, and or simple things like sleeping through the night, getting dressed, whatever that is for you. I just hope you don't give up on trying to find something that works, because not everything works for every person, but there's lots of options out there. And be willing to talk to your doctor, be willing to reach out to us or your physical therapist team. I think you should see your physical therapist as your as a pretty critical member to your team of keeping you healthy and living into retirement with more mobility and doing the things that you want to do. So to recap, there are CBD products, oral and topical, that are have been shown to be effective. You just need to make sure the grade and the quality of those and where you're buying it from, and checking with your doctor and pharmacist to make sure there's no drug interactions. And then there's also some supplements. We talked about the joint supplement formula. And reach out to me if you want more information on that. And I can even give you a coupon for a discount on that. And then there's the TENS units, the electrical stimulation, that's been shown to be helpful. And then the graded motor imagery and left-right discrimination for pain that's been going on a long time. And then also just having a physical therapist help problem solve what you're being bothered with or hindered with. And maybe some of the exercises you thought helped you in the past and aren't working anymore, maybe they really, you're not executing them correctly. Or maybe we really do need to change those, because what works when you're in your 20s is not the same as when you're in your 60s necessarily. So I guess just be open to that and exploring your options for pain management. We'd really love to be able to help you so that you can enjoy the beautiful South Sound and everything that it has to offer. And to wrap up, I guess I'll answer some of those rapid fire questions of one of my favorite things to do in the South Sound is just exploring the local trails. So, you know, whether it be Watershed has a nice, like a mile loop that I can do repeats on that are close by to where I live. And then there's Miller Sylvania, which I really like. They've got a lot of trails. They have the lake. That's a great place to get out and about. And then in terms of my favorite restaurant, I really like Gardner's downtown. That's a great restaurant. That's one of my favorites. But I also, I like supporting the downtown businesses. Basilico is another one, Chelsea Farms. So there's several that I like. And then on my bucket list to do in the South Sound region, I'm not sure. I feel like I've tried to really explore and get out there. I think I just want to do it more often, you know, whether it be stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking or hiking, any of those things, anything I can do to be outside. And then I guess my recommendation for people to stay healthy and fit and to enjoy retirement is just, you know, make sure you have really good healthcare providers on your team. Just your doctor, but, you know, a massage therapist, acupuncture, a physical therapist, you know, people that really are invested in you moving better and teaching you things you can do to decrease stress on your joints and have the strength and mobility that you need to keep doing what you want to do and live independently. Reach out sooner rather than later. And if you're in pain, know that there are options. So I am just grateful for the opportunity to kind of reach out and educate you guys every month. So I'll talk to you again next month. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, brought to you by Penrose and Associates Physical Therapy. If you want some free tips to implement right away on various problems like knee pain, back pain, running injuries, and many more issues, then jump on over to penrosept.com and download the free report that fits your needs. You will receive helpful tips right away and have the choice to email in for further questions and set up a free phone consultation. You can reach us at 360-456-1444 and info@penrosept.com. You can stay connected with us at stayhealthysouthsound.com and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast. This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.